Have you ever wondered if thought work is sometimes just helping you or someone else get comfortable with bad circumstances or maybe even abuse? Or have you ever felt uncertain about how to square the idea that we're responsible for our own experiences with not wanting to victim blame or gaslight yourself or anyone else? Or wondered if thought work is just for privileged people who don't have real problems? If so, keep listening. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, feminist self-help for everyone, brought to you by the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Harvard lawyer turned life coach extraordinaire, and I'm here to help you get society's sexist messages out of your brain so you can be confident, feel powerful, and live a life you won't regret when you die. If you want to jumpstart that process, you need to grab my totally free guide to feeling less anxious and more empowered by rewiring your brain. Just text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and use code word brain, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/brain. Now let's get to today's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of a limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast with a sneak peek of each chapter of my book, Take Back Your Brain. Each week until the book releases, I will be sharing a sneak peek of what you'll learn in that week's chapter of the book, and I'll be announcing the time-limited bonus of the week. Every week between now and May 21st, when the book comes out, we are going to be releasing a time-limited bonus that's only available for 1 week. But if you pre-ordered the book last week, you get to relax and enjoy because you know you're going to get all the bonuses. And if you pre-order this week, you'll get this week's bonus, which I'm going to talk about in this episode, and all the bonuses that come after. So if you haven't pre-ordered yet, listen up. In this episode, I'm going to explain how the introduction and chapter one of the book are going to blow your mind and deepen your insight into your own brain and identity. Honestly, the introduction to this book is a full-on chapter of value in and of itself, but publishers love a 10-chapter structure, so we made this one the introduction. It's all just thoughts, I tell you. So the introduction is actually a crucial part of the book. And that's why we're grouping the introduction and chapter one together in this episode, because I really needed to include it, but we have 10 episodes to work with. So the introduction to the book drops you into what my life was like in my mid-20s. Spoiler alert, the book opens with me crying under my desk at work. I tell the story of what led me to that place and how that awful moment was the catalyst for me to slowly climb out of my pit of despair and create a life I really love, the life I have now. I know that when we have something in our lives that we really feel like we just can't solve, and it can feel like we're starting from so far behind and like we have been working on this or trying to fix this problem for so long, it just becomes our identity, like that problem and its unsolvability to us. But being in that really low place can actually be an incredible gift because we get to enjoy the like mind-blowing difference in our lives once we learn how to change our thinking and climb out of that place. So in the introduction, in addition to telling you my story, I also explain what it means to do feminist thought work and how feminism as a philosophy is a lot more inclusive than feminism as a specific modern American political movement. I also explain what intersectional feminism is and why it's so crucial to understanding your own brain. And I answer some big questions right up front in this chapter. If you've ever struggled with how to kind of hold the idea that we're responsible for our own emotional experiences and the fact that we act out the patriarchy inside our brains without blaming yourself or someone else for their negative experiences or gaslighting yourself or someone else, I get into all of that in this chapter. I explain the difference between emotional and practical responsibility and how to avoid gaslighting or victim blaming yourself or anyone else with this worldview. I also get deep into another common question about whether changing our thoughts might actually just be a way of enabling us to put up with bad or even abusive circumstances. And I give you a way to figure that out for yourself if you are ever wondering about the thought work that you're doing. And then at the end of the introduction, I share an exercise that will help you uncover all the thoughts you've learned from society about yourself based on the different identities that you live in, not just your gender, not just your socialization as a woman, but all of your other identities. So you will be, what do the kids say? You'll be shook to find out what's inside your brain that is impacting the person you kind of act out in the world and who you think you're supposed to be. Then in chapter one, we get into the central way that we experience socialization in our brains, which is something I call the voice. So in chapter one, I explain what the voice is, how it impacts us, and I help you figure out what your version of the voice is saying to you. I also introduce a brand new concept called the brain gap, which is something I created just for the book, and I take you through exactly how your brain absorbed all of the thoughts that are now holding you back so you can spot your own brain gaps and know what gaps you need to close as you go through the book. If you've ever felt kind of confused because you feel like your brain has conflicting thoughts, or you sometimes believe one thing, like that you're competent at your job, or sometimes you feel competent at your job, but then sometimes you don't believe it at all, or you believe that you're competent at your job, but you also have the thought that you can't get a promotion, or, you know, you will think that, yes, I'm smart, but I can't trust my own financial decisions. This chapter is going to help you understand why that happens and how to get your brain aligned and on the same page. Finally, this chapter dives into the three ways your brain can resist changing your thoughts, which are resistance, discomfort, and self-judgment. So if you've found it hard to change a thought when you've tried, this chapter is going to help you diagnose what's going wrong and how to resolve it. And we end with a section on self-compassion for the end of chapter one, and I teach my favorite tool for creating self-compassion in an instant. It's incredibly powerful, and it works for anyone, anytime, anywhere. So that's what's in the introduction chapter one, and here's the best news. You can actually read those chapters right now. Because if you pre-order the book this week, you're going to get the introduction and chapter one available to read right now, instant download electronically. So that means you can get the answers to those questions and start working on how socialization has impacted your brain immediately. And again, if you pre-ordered last week, of course, as I promised, you're going to get all the bonuses. So you'll be getting them, the chapters, by email this week as well. If you didn't pre-order last week and you want to read the chapter in the introduction, then pre-order this week, right now. If you pre-order this week, you're going to get the chapter one, an introduction, as the instant download, but you're also going to get all the remaining bonuses that I'm going to release. Like I said, I'm doing one new expiring bonus every week for the next 9 weeks. It's just like present Palooza over here. I'm doing a workbook on releasing perfectionism. I'm sharing a step-by-step process for how to coach yourself. I'm doing an encyclopedia of new thoughts so you can borrow like every positive thought that I have and that I've taught and learned from other people. It's a ridiculous amount of value for pre-ordering one book. My team thinks I'm losing my mind. So pre-order right now so you can get the introduction and chapter one right away, plus those other bonuses. Pre-orders are so important for books. They tell the publisher to print enough copies so that we don't have people trying to buy it and not be able to get it. They tell retailers to stock enough copies so retailers know that people want to read the book. And they're the best shot at getting the book on a bestseller list, which really helps in promoting the book. So if you've ever found value from the podcast and you want to help this work reach more women, pre-ordering is a super easy way to help that happen. And when you pre-order through us, it's the same price as when you pre-order through Jeff Bezos, but you get amazing bonuses that he won't give you. So go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. That's +1-347-997-1784. Code word is book or unfuckyourbrain.com/book. And go pre-order this week so that you can read the introduction and chapter one right away. I'll see you back here on the podcast on Thursday for our traditional weekly episode. It's going to be the first episode in a brand new series I'm doing called Feminist Mindset Principles. So you're going to want to tune into that. We're going to be talking about what does it mean to do self-help without the patriarchy. I'll see you then.